The film version of the 1980s graphic novel Watchmen could not hope to be definitive. The source is uncommonly dense. Directors such as Terry Gilliam have thrown themselves at a treatment of the material for a decade, breaking always like angry surf against a cliff. You'd think adapting a comic book would be easy. The images are already there, right? Well, if you examine the split reaction to the film, you'll find that a good portion of critics have condemned the director, Zack Snyder. They ask, between Watchmen, Snyder's film 300, from the graphic novel by Frank Miller, and Dawn of the Dead, a remake of one of the great horror films, what has he actually added to the cinema? And fans of the book, after years of anticipation, have also in large part rejected this film. Some think too much has been changed. Notably, the incredibly bleak ending has been toned down. Paradoxically, some think too much has been included, that Snyder's interpretation is slavish and glib. Some, or none, or all of that, may be your baggage going into Watchmen. I now ask you to take this review as a palate cleanser. Not often will I ask you to swish a review around in your brain and then spit it out, but today I will. The fact is, the film version of Watchmen is about as good an adaptation as was humanly possible, 10 times more uncompromising than we had any right to expect in a marketplace that never pushes a moviegoer out of his comfort zone, and about as emotionally powerful, visually beautiful, viscerally loaded, and ethically relevant a movie as you'll be seeing in theaters this year. Watchmen is a superhero movie. The first R-rated superhero movie, one that deconstructs our whole fascination, one where costumed heroes have real, adult problems, where their biggest fight is simply to continue to care for humanity. Take Rorschach, a 40s-style detective in a trench coat and fedora, reciting voiceover monologues about the corruption of the streets that is so harsh it borders on the psychotic. Rorschach's facial mask is a blank white cloth stained by a forever shifting symmetrical ink blot, roiling to match his seething rage. This anti-hero's problem is that he cares too much. The caregiver now hates his charges. He can see nothing but bloody horror everywhere, which can only be scoured by a spray of vengeance. As played in an inspiring stroke of casting by Jackie Earle Haley, the pedophile from Little Children, when they confiscate his mask, Rorschach doesn't beg, "Give me back my mask," he screams, "Give me back my face!" Contrast Rorschach with Dr. Manhattan, played by Billy Crudup, real name John, victim of one of those high-energy physics experiments that always seems to go wrong in comic book movies. Now John is glowing a very bright blue. He's beautiful, bald, completely naked, can be any size or even any number he chooses, and appears to us to be totally omniscient and omnipotent. He could probably save the world, but does he want to? If so, the last thread of connection is Silk Spectre, Malin Ackerman. She's long-haired, latex-clad, gasp-inducingly lovely when starkers, and though John's electric fingers may be diverting in the sack, in the end, nothing is as cold as a god. She finds herself gravitating to Night Owl, Patrick Wilson, also of Little Children, or Dan, now a pudgy professor who has actually grown impotent from the depression of a life course denied. Because in this alternate 1985, when the United States won conclusively in Vietnam, the Watchmen have been outlawed by President Nixon, now enjoying a third paranoid dictatorial term. When one of them is murdered, Rorschach begins an investigation that might stimulate the whole team to reassemble, but will it be soon enough to prevent a nuclear holocaust? American fears have changed since 1985. The Cold War plot feels dated, and director Snyder has tried to reground the anxiety in 9/11. He could have spared the gloss. Our anxieties about our future transpose automatically. What works in 2009, on film, are those endlessly complicated, flawed, and human characters, their passions, failures, loves, hates. Watchmen has always been, above all, a work about the 11th hour. We are still there, the clock poised at 1 second to midnight. Here is a film that may be polarizing people chiefly because they don't want to recognize how truly precarious is our position. A very long, baffling, achingly beautiful film that demands your surrender. Do that, and you may find yourself stumbling out of the theater suffused with renewed passion to fight the good fight. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.